And welcome to another Round the Rotary podcast with me, your host, J.P. Warren. And before we begin, I got to say that Round the Rotary podcast is brought to you by Capital Petroleum Consultants. CPC specializes in project engineering, well site supervision, and all disciplines of the oil and gas industry. Contact us through www.capitalpetroleumconsultants.com to see what CPC can do for you. And be sure to check us out on Instagram. It's round_the_rotary_JP Warren. Really wish there was a shortened way to say underscore, because I say that literally before every podcast.
It's a mouthful.
It's brutal.
You got it.
And it's the same with like the websites, like www. Wait, I said 17 W's. I've got to slow down a little bit. And check us out. And I'm so pumped about our guest today. This is a returning guest, actually. I think you might be the first returning guest.
Oh, am I?
You are.
That's kind of fun.
I think so. And for those of you that don't recognize the voice, this is Laura Palmer Fiddler, the CEO of Cinch. Nope.
You got it.
I know. I caught myself. Before, when Laura came on, she was the CEO of Century Natural Resources, and we had a great conversation. Mm-hmm. I loved hearing about your background, starting geologist. You were a Boulderitarian, mm-hmm. right? Growing up there, doing you know, outdoor stuff. You know, you come here, Anadarko, then you're trying to present it. For those of you that haven't listened to the first podcast, I highly recommend y'all check it out. Well, about how long ago is this that I saw? Like 3 weeks ago?
Two, three weeks ago. Yeah, pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. So I saw on LinkedIn, mm-hmm. it said, congratulate, you know, your connection, Laura, on her title change or whatever it was, new position. And it was CEO of Energy Funders. And shot you a note. You shot me a note. And I was like, you got to come back on. I want to mm-hmm. hear about all this stuff. So anyway, thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, no problem.
So I guess it's been kind of a whirlwind since the last time we talked.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I haven't slept very much or socialized very much. Well, I've been doing a lot of socialization, but like not with friends, with new friends, new people.
Frustumers. Okay.
Precisely.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, exactly. Getting out there, trying to meet folks and just get my feet under me. So,
are you not sleeping because you're stressed or are you excited?
It's all excitement.
Yeah, okay, you got to preface
it's
that.
It's all excitement.
Like.
Yeah, okay. It's a... a different vibrational frequency than usual.
I
feel like I'm just kind of buzzing all the time. I'm just really excited about it and
messing with your sleep.
Yeah, totally.
Isn't that the worst? I mean, it's good and bad.
Totally. You wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen today? But not like, oh my God, what's going to happen today?
I got to do this. I got to do this.
Gotta do
and
this,
you're kind of excited. Well, you're kind of excited about kind of mm-hmm. your task at hand, what you have to do.
Exactly.
So
it's like, it's kind of creating something. You're getting into a new group of people. You're getting into a new, for me, it's a pretty big pivot in my career as well. I mean, I'm not a geologist anymore, really. I've got touch zones in that still, but it's totally changed.
So it's okay. So I guess let's pick this up where we left it off last time.
Great.
So
let's do it.
We left it off last time. Just give us the elevator summary of last podcast.
Yeah. Last podcast, we talked about my background, as you said. I got some feedback. Actually, I brought this, you provided it, but I got some feedback that I cursed too much.
You know what? I would complain about that.
I thought we did a good job.
You know what? I think we did a great job. And I would say to that listener out there, like, I'm not worried about that, but it is your mom. So we're going to respect that listener and we're going to keep this clean. All right. And if there is any cursing, we have a
swear jar with some quarters, but I haven't cursed yet.
Shit.
Oh, that's loud.
There we go.
You're going to edit that, right?
Dramatic effect. No, I'm not editing it. No, we don't edit
it. Perfect.
Okay. So.
So we, we had this podcast, and what month was that? March?
That was, I think that was like March 22nd.
Yeah, and
no, March 11th.
Okay. So I was approached by this group, Energy Funders, to come over and take over for their CEO, who has moved on to better, bigger and better things.
I'm going to hit the pause button. So wait, so you were approached after the podcast?
It was kind of concurrent-ish.
Kind of after it.
You know,
after the release.
After, for sure. Had a loose awareness of this group before, didn't really understand kind of what they were doing, but kind of got a better feel for what they were working on as I started talking to these guys. And, you know, we had some changes over at Century. We had a couple partners leave, and the timing was pretty interesting for me. So when Energy Funders approached me finally and said, look, we'd like you to come over, here's kind of the model and here's what we're doing going forward, it was a really compelling prospect. And part of that was because they took the old model that energy funders had since 2013 and have sort of turned it on its head. You know, those guys did a great job. They raised capital to put capital into oil and gas projects, so into wells directly, DC cost, right? So you own a working interest in the well. They would only do one well at a time, and I think there were some issues with, you know, most of these wells were wildcat wells, which... as a geologist, I know are extremely high risk. They can also be very, very high reward, but typically the risk kind of outweighs that potential reward.
Hence wildcat.
Precisely. So these guys, last year, I think in June...
June 2020,
Energy Funders was purchased, and it became under new management. And so they decided to do more of a, we call them yield funds, which is a collection. It's kind of like a mutual fund. It's a collection of wells instead of a one-off well.
Okay.
So you're decreasing your concentration risk, basically.
And you're decreasing your risk.
Exactly. You're decreasing your risk. You're doing great.
So before we recorded this, I was telling Laura, I was like, Laura, please don't get any financial stuff because I don't know stuff about it.
But risk is a geologic thing too, you know? So obviously. Licking rocks is risky. So... the guys who own it now decided that they wanted to make this a little bit more accessible, more repeatable, more scalable, make it so that your average everyday investor could get in there and actually see some of these high rates of return from the wellhead.
So I do want to get into actually energy funders, but before we do, because I got a lot of questions about this.
This is why it was compelling to me, right?
Okay.
So effectively, we're kind of cutting out the middleman.
Okay.
The most exciting part about it for me was this combination of combining my passion for business development, deal evaluation, geology, sort of oil and gas like fundamentals, and investing and tech, like digital kind of tech stuff. So
this is kind of like the cultivation of everything you dig.
It's amazing. It was really surprising and good use on the dig. Yeah, pun intended. Killing it.
geologist humor.
Exactly. So it was just sort of like a perfect storm. And when I started to think about it from that perspective, you know, unfortunately, Century was getting ready to go do development geology or development of their asset. And that's not really my specialty. It doesn't really get me excited. And I know they're going to crush it. They're going to do a great job. And those guys over there are going to handle it really well. And
I love those.
Yeah.
Love those people.
I know. You know those people. So it's perfect.
That's why I can say I love them.
Exactly. So, but this was just sort of this opportunity that was very surprising to me. Just when it popped up, I was very excited and pumped about it. And, you know, you're taking something that's already been built, the structure's there, and you kind of get to put your own spin on it.
Okay.
And so being able to continue to look at multiple assets and talk to oil and gas guys who are out there doing interesting things, I'm super excited about that. I'm also super excited about learning more about finance. We talked about this.
Right.
I am not a financial expert, so.
But I mean, anyone, you know, I mean,
I'm learning.
Yeah,
I'm learning.
You can learn it.
I learned what a triple B bond was the other day.
Well, everyone knows what that is, go on.
Duh.
So. Everybody, literally, I feel like everybody knows what that is, but you might want to explain it to the people.
I called my dad and I was like, Dad, have you heard of a BBB bond? Because, oh my God, you're a disaster. But.
That's like me with Schlumberger. With my dad, but it's like you're an idiot. Yes. Like you literally lived in France. Like, Schlumberger.
Yeah, so it's been really cool to learn all about these kind of financial mechanisms and how they all work. And then on top of it, there's this digital platform that's this well-established digital platform that Energy Funders is sort of based off of. So it's such an interesting intersection of all these different industries. You know, you got energy or oil and gas. Eventually, we'll try and do some alternative energies as well. But then on top of it, you've got tech because we've got this really well-constructed, proven platform that you can do your purchasing of your working interest on. And then on top of it, you've got kind of the financial aspect of it. It's appealing from all different angles. It's really cool.
It's just good to know about that, I feel
totally.
Like. You know what I mean? I feel like you got to know about that.
Well, it's like we talked about last time, you know, when we were talking through Robinhood and Dogecoin. And, I mean, Doge, as we know, has just gone crazy over the past couple of days. So I like to think of this as a very low-risk thing that could potentially change the investment world.
Okay. So
turn it on its head a little bit. A little disrupty. I'm kind of excited about that, too. I've always been a bit of a...
against the grain, kind of disruptor.
Yeah, maybe a little maverick.
No, but
touch.
But you know what though? What I've seen, I've obviously doing a lot of these podcasts and like seeing a lot of stuff, you know, on LinkedIn and all that stuff. You're noticing these individuals or these groups coming in and really shaking up the industry, looking at stuff with new eyes and just kind of a different way of doing things. And I love talking to people that are disruptors of our industry because we need it. Disintermediators of our industry. Is that what we call it? Disintermediators?
Disintermediation.
Let's call them disruptors.
Perfect.
I'll go with that. All right.
So. My investor relations guy earlier was like, you could say disintermediation. See, I can't even say it. And he's like, please don't. Just say disruptor.
Just say disruptor.
Let's simplify.
Let's leave the vocab we know exactly. That we're confident with.
Exactly.
So wait. So let's kind of break this down. You want to start getting into to energy funders real quick? Because I got a lot of questions about this because this sounds like a... To me, it's a novel thing. It's probably not a novel idea. It might be, might not be, but it sounds like it's a novel idea that's actually, it's bringing the power back and it's bringing, I guess, the financial choices back, I guess, kind of back in our community, which is kind of cool. Before I stop, first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
Second off, so I think it's very interesting, the fact that you were called after the podcast. I'm not saying I had anything to do with that, but I might have, but not a big deal. Anyway, let's get on. So this is a powerful platform, this podcast. So
number one podcast in America.
Per my wife. So energy funder. So I'm on the website. This is, can you just kind of give me like the 30,000 foot view of what it actually is? Mm-hmm. Like what is energy funder? So you go.
Okay. Energy funders was built because they recognized a dissociation between investors and what was available to invest in. There weren't any really low risk, high yield investments available anymore. Right. And so that's what they initially started. They were looking at real estate. There's a couple real estate platforms that are sort of similar to this concept. But they were thinking about, well, what else is high yield, high rates of return that isn't as easily approached by your everyday investor? And they thought,
everyday investor. That's not companies. Not this. No. It's people with a disposable income to actually invest and see versus playing the stock market versus playing what else?
Exactly. Okay. So what other markets are there out there that achieve a higher rate of return than the stock market, which as we know has been pretty garbage for the past, however long. So they kind of honed in on this oil and gas thing and built out the platform, built everything out to be able to go and do these deals.
Okay.
The other interesting thing that's happening right now is this, a lot of capital in oil and gas is leaving oil and gas because of this ESG movement. And
right.
I know that that's sort of a buzzword. Everybody's sort of talking about it, but
everybody's
tons of capital has left our industry because they don't really want to be associated with it anymore, which I think is fine. You know, it's your prerogative. I think there are ways that we can improve that. And that's something that I can wax poetic about forever.
Right.
But that said, there's this exit of capital and all these people who have really good prospects or really good workovers or really good PUDs sitting out there who want to go drill these wells and could achieve high rates of return if they had the capital to do so.
And so with everything walking out the door, you know, they're just kind of left with this and the need for capital is there.
The need for capital is there. And then the other thing that's interesting is that if you think about public companies or private equity companies who would normally sponsor some of these projects, there's a lot of complicated multi-layer fee structures that make it so that an investor, an LP in one of those, or a, you know, stock market investor, isn't going to achieve the rate of return that would be possible if they were directly investing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, thinking about all of those things, right now is a fascinating time to be a part of this team. It's really dynamic out there. And I'm obviously not, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell anyone what oil price will do. No one can do that.
If you did, I'd be like, all right,
man,
is that what you read this morning?
Fucking witch over here, you know? Uh-oh.
Do it. Sorry, Mom.
But so you have this projection that oil price may continue to stick around or go up.
Right.
And so it's a really interesting time to be involved in this and be evaluating some of these projects. Some of them are extremely high rate of return and like cheap, you know, conventional stuff that nobody's really looked at for a long time. You know, MLP model kind of came and went, and now people are starting to kind of sniff around this stuff again. But
so obviously I don't understand much about the financial side of the industry and also, but what's fascinating to me, and just, you know, I was talking before the podcast, it's like, you know, you're explaining this to me, how this is individuals. Mm-hmm. This is
my dad, me,
friends and
you.
Family. It's individuals that know the industry that that for the past 6 years, I mean, this whole like, you know, with capital leaving, capital and all that, you know, with the ESG movement, whatever it is, mm-hmm. prices going down, all that mm-hmm. stuff. It's kind of a great time for this. I mean, what yeah. you're doing right now, I mean, people aren't trusting Wall Street, you know what I mean? Because they do whatever the news tells them to do.
That's exactly right.
People don't trust certain things. People trust their communities. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this is the right time.
It
like
does,
you're
yeah.
getting after it. Like when people might have disposable income, they don't want to put it in the stock market. They don't want to put it over here. They want to put it in something that they know.
Yeah. And I think the other interesting thing about energy funders is that our primary aim is to democratize it and make it. So you said that people might have, an oil and gas interest or like some understanding of oil and gas who want to invest. I want to make it so, you know, Joe Schmo over here, who's in medical, can come and invest with us. Part of putting me in this position is to make sure that we are vetting every single project with a very deep technical knowledge.
And that's because, I mean, for those that didn't, you have a geology background.
Correct.
You can spot the pay zones.
I've done I've done a ton of kind of business development with Anadarko, with all of the private equity backed groups that I was with.
Right.
You know, deal picking, low hanging fruit kind of analysis. A little bit of like conventional kind of behind pipe stuff. But I'm also working with, there's also an engineer on the team as well, who's wonderful. And she's been around for quite some time, lots of deep experience in reservoir engineering. And then we have a strategic partner. He's on our board as well. His name's Nav Bell. And he was one of the guys at EOG who discovered the Eagle Ford. So he's around too, helping us out with the evaluations,
wow.
which is, you know, that's huge. Reservoir engineering, I think, these days is kind of tricky, and like conventional and unconventional reservoir engineering, they just don't line up, right?
Right.
And that the G, when we talk about ESG, the G factor was huge because you had all these people going out and drilling these shale wells and booking PUDs and downspacing and all this crazy stuff because they needed to achieve production.
Yep.
And that's how their comp was structured, and that's how, I mean, the market awarded them for that. But
that's kind of what made us shit our bed.
100%. And yeah. then there wasn't cash flow. There was
yeah.
no cash flow for them to actually achieve what they said they were going to achieve. And so the market pulled way back. And so I think having a staff that has an understanding of that deep kind of fuck up, so to speak. Oh, dang it. What if I knocked it over? Oops.
You probably have to put another one in because you probably swear.
Probably. Having a staff with a deep understanding of what happened and how that all happened helps us understand what projects we should be looking at to put into these funds.
Okay.
So we're getting ready to launch a $25 million fund. We're trying to raise $25 million to put into, we call it a yield fund, but basically it's kind of like I mentioned before, a mutual fund where there's probably 10 to 20 different wells that we'll be investing in. All of which will have this sort of average rates of return.
So let's say I don't know mm-hmm. anything about, you know, wells or investing in wells and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at y'all, and I'm trusting y'all to, I guess, identify and pick the right prospects and, mm-hmm. and group the yield wells mm-hmm. together.
Kind of the average rates of return together.
So mm-hmm. it kind of takes all like the.
You don't have to think about anything.
Okay.
You literally sign up. You get your name all put into the program, and then you can start investing right away.
So, taken from kind of a dumbed down version, because
mm-hmm.
I love hearing dumbed down versions, helps me understand. So,
me too.
So, Energy Funders is an online platform,
correct?
Right, obviously backed by very intelligent, smart people that know the industry, that know oil and gas industry, what to expect. Y'all. Have individuals, you know, pretty much anyone that can come and sign up that meets certain criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So individuals come in, sign up through this cut a check or whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. And from there, y'all say, okay, well, this is the group of 15 wells or whatever that is, whatever that looks like.
Yep.
And that money goes towards that to, I guess, mm-hmm. drill complete, put it online or whatever that looks like.
Yep.
And
drill and complete.
Mm-hmm. And then
And then investors start making money as soon as the well is online, or the first well of the grouping is online. So we do 10% of net revenue back to the customer every month, or the investor every month.
Okay.
Which is fabulous. I mean, that's that passive income that everybody kind of is looking for. I was talking to my dad, who's about to retire, about it. And, you know, at first I think he was a little skeptical and, you know, trying to figure out where I was, you know, going to. Because I've been
in... sell your father on this, I don't know.
Dude, he is a tough customer, though.
Well, he might be the best person to train with.
No, the problem is he's like, well, can I look at the logs with you? Let me see. Let me see the maps.
So what happened? Okay, let me ask you a question. What happens if someone wants to actually start digging in like that?
We do have the data available on a Dropbox site. So if you sign up as an investor and you sign the... I think there's... I'll have to double check on this. Don't quote me. I think there's a CA you have to sign to, like, look at the data. But the data is available for you to review if you want to, which is, you know, that's sort of a holdover from the previous era where they provided all the data so you could... Their mantra was own your own oil and gas company. Right. And so if people wanted to get in and look at the logs, they can do that. So we have all that available, which is kind of a cool little thing, right?
Well, I think what's cool is, yeah, first off, that is very cool. But yeah. I think what's kind of cool is, like, you know, you always hear about, like, I don't know much about this industry. I don't know much about that industry. I don't know much about this and all this stuff. And it's like, you always want the opportunity to, like, you always hear about your friends or a friend of a friend of a friend that got in on a well.
And hit it
crush
big.
It, hit it totally. Big. You know what I mean? So this, I mean, but the thing is, though, how to find those opportunities.
Right. You don't have to have a family ranch.
That's the thing.
You don't have to have a family connection. You don't have to own minerals. You don't have to own any of that stuff. You can just invest here on the platform.
And this does
we'll pre-select stuff, and then you start getting a check every month.
Now, when y'all pre-select it, do y'all send stuff out? Like, hey, this is what we're doing. Like, let us know. Like, we're about to do this. Like, approve or deny.
Right now, we're working more on a model where we raise the funding to start so that we can actually start to drill some of these prospects. Okay. Or some of them actually are PDPs, proven producing, which is great because that means as soon as we get enough funding to go put the money into the well, you're getting a check like within a month.
Okay.
So it's pretty fabulous. So as soon as we can raise the funding to go and put the money to work, we're going to start cutting checks for the investors every single month. It's cool.
So how are you finding, I guess, how are you identifying? Okay. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously not a new industry, but kind of a new company side of the industry that you're not familiar with. What were some of, I guess, the big things that you wanted to tackle, I guess, coming out of the gate and that you're still focused on right now?
Yeah. Really interestingly, digital marketing, it turns out, is a really important thing.
Digital marketing is an important thing. You don't say.
I know.
We've never discussed online marketing and digital marketing around the road. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh my God, I know.
I know we do that 80% of the shows.
I know.
So what do you mean about that? Have you had any experience with that before?
Absolutely not. No.
So what do you think about it?
I mean, my digital marketing consists of buying the shit that's advertised to me on Instagram.
And she really does have like a sock full of quarters. It's I kind of dig it.
I was going to bring dollars, but then I was like, oh, those won't have the same auditory, like.
It wouldn't be the same.
So yeah, no, I've never had any experience with digital marketing. I didn't even know there was like LinkedIn ads, basically. I'm total novice. And so that is obviously huge for us.
And that fell into your
purview. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, as the CEO, my job is sort of interesting. It's different than kind of running an oil company because there's a lot more. It's like running an oil company and running a tech company, which obviously I have zero experience doing. But it's been fascinating because there's a lot of overlap in the way people think and
all that
kind of stuff. It's kind of cool. But
I mean, you're speaking the same language, but you're kind of...
Yeah. I say things wrong all the time. Like I was telling you earlier, I was talking to my developer and he said something about the API of the platform. And I was like, what the fuck? Is this API Gravity? What is he talking about? Is this American Petroleum Institute? No.
That's what I was thinking
it's not. It was pretty funny. So... Digital marketing obviously is a huge thing, and I think we've isolated that in my first couple weeks as something that we really need to start to push on a little bit harder.
And so, what does that look like for you? Is that like just doing like online stuff, like the LinkedIn updating the website?
That's a great question, JP.
We always ask great questions on Around the Rotary.
I think what it looks like is having a bigger presence specifically with LinkedIn.
Right.
That seems to be kind of where we'll end up getting the majority of our investors. However, if we are truly going to democratize this, in my opinion, we need to be reaching out to other people who may not be on LinkedIn quite as much. So we're going to increase our social media presence a little bit as well. Energy Funders has had a Twitter account for a while, and we don't have enough followers. And I think we have enough interesting content that we could actually like really increase our.
It sounds
Yeah. And Ross Hendricks, who's my investor relations kind of finance guy, he's fabulous with content. Like, he is putting out good shit all the time. Right. I think I need to put two in, actually. So hold on.
People love hearing this driving the car. It's probably get a smaller cup.
Probably a plastic cup. So Ross has been putting out good content for a long time, but we just don't have the kind of acknowledgement or user base that we really need to. And so we're working on that. I'm still trying to figure out what that looks like.
So am I for my Rotary.
Oh, we collab. I mean, we got to collab on this.
It's tough in this day and age. It's tough building followers. It's tough building an audience unless you have something
to talk about
and to offer that people don't even know about. Like this Energy Funders, I'm not just saying this, but like it sounds like such a cool platform because literally if I don't know shit about the this my mom's not listening.
Okay.
My mom doesn't listen. We're good. She knows I do it, but she doesn't listen.
Yeah, but Beth does.
But if I but I'm not Laura.
Right.
Beth, sorry Beth, love you. But if I don't know anything about this industry, this gives I mean, the community, the oil and gas community, or even people outside, or even like the Houston community, because oil and gas is so enriched here, it gives them the opportunity and the platform. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's kind of like a no-brainer because it's not like you're just trying to collect money just to collect money and burn it. Like
it's pretty incredible. I feel very lucky to have been sort of brought into the fold. It's been a really cool learning experience. And I think that the idea is so good, and I think it's so rich, and I think that there's so much room for growth and for changing. And, you know, the future is really interesting with Energy Funders because I like the name Energy Funders. I think it's really, it covers a lot of bases. And so at some point I want to start I don't know what we'll call it yet, but sort of alternative energy fund.
Yeah.
And we all know typically those don't make the same rates of return as oil. So we're trying to sort of balance that. Maybe we'll give some offset credits or something like that to go and invest in oil as well. I don't know. We'll see. I got to kind of ruminate on that a little bit more. But I'd like to start that fund probably early next year.
Oh, so. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Fun.
I've had quite a few people approach me with these like really interesting either business models or a lot of technology, like a lot of oil and gas, like carbon capture technologies. Yep. People have been reaching out like crazy. And I think, you know, when I went and raised money from private equity, I found it really interesting because I had a lot of people reach out and say, "Well, how did you do that? And what did you take to them to show them that you knew whatever?" And it's interesting. I think that there's such a huge market for people looking for money that it's my job to connect people who are looking for money for people who are looking for novel ideas that can make them money. Also,
okay,
it's so really connecting people.
Making the world a little bit smaller.
Exactly.
So it sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that your customers are kind of both sides of the table. Mm-hmm. The one side of the table are these people, it sounds like even people are coming to you with like projects. Like,
totally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's been really interesting. I didn't even know that.
So I just thought it was like kind of like one side of the customer base would be the operators that are looking to get capital into their upcoming operations, right?
Which is
upcoming projects.
Easy. I know a ton of those folks. We've had a lot of conversations with them. Like, okay, cool. Let's do that.
So that's one side of the people that you're kind of meeting and getting in front of and all that stuff. And the other side are the individuals that are kind of just scattered throughout United States, and you're just trying to find out where they are.
Yeah.
So I guess you have kind of two different sides or communications that you should do. I'm not saying what you should or shouldn't do, but that you need to do. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to that would have to change a little bit.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hence trying not to curse as much.
Right.
Interesting.
Hey, you were Oilfield before.
Yeah, I was Oilfield. It's authentic.
Now you're technology. Now you're technology.
Now I'm tech.
Mm. So people actually. People with projects, like whether it's technology or something like that, they can go to Energy Funders and pitch an idea. Mm-hmm. Is that like private equity?
Yeah, kind of, except the fee structure is completely different and we're not trying to.
We don't have to go down that road. So,
yep.
Oh,
That's exactly right. So people can come and talk to us about the projects and if they make the right hurdle rates. And again, we're going to try and structure the, we'll call it the green fund, a little bit differently than the yield fund. But there's enough investors who are interested in diversifying their quote unquote energy portfolio. Yeah. But I think there's a lot of running room for, even if that green fund isn't getting the rates of return, you know, it's not 20-25% like an oil return might be. You're still getting enough rate of return, and you get the nice touchy-feely ESG kind of thing going on. And that's a big thing for investors right now. I mean, that, I think about that all the time is, oh, well, should I put my money here? Should I put my money here? You know,
If I had money, I'd be thinking the same thing.
Totally. Me too. But I hate to bring up Bitcoin, but that's a great example. You know, you think about Bitcoin, and there's all this press right now about how devastatingly energy...
rolling my eyes.
Exactly. But it's taking a lot of energy, and investors are becoming aware of that. And I'm afraid that Bitcoin is going to turn into the same thing that oil was when oil had a PR problem. Bitcoin's going to have a PR problem. You know, they're just, it's energy draw. And also, it's, we can talk about rare earth metals and how bad that is and all that kind of stuff.
We're here to talk about energy funds.
The point is, there's a lot of opportunity out there in the energy sector as a whole. And right now, we're going to start by building our track record with good oil and gas projects that have been vetted by industry specialists and experts to try and get these investors really high rates of return, which is, it's fun. It's cool.
Look, we got about another 3 minutes because I think you, I mean, you're on the clock. We're squeezing this in today and I appreciate you doing that. But real quick, I mean, give me the pitch. I mean, for people out there listening right now, So I'm afraid now you probably open up another floodgate of people looking for money
to do so.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, it's a great
thing. It's not a bad
thing
right now. Mm-hmm. So right now, this is to the individuals out there, the potential individual investors, people like, you know, you and me or whoever else. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them about this, energy funders and how to contact and how to get in touch and just to learn about it more?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got our website, energyfunders.com. www.energyfunders.com.
Yeah, that's my world.
And you can sign up on there. You can go ahead and take a look at the website. There's a lot of good content out there on the website. You can also sign up to become an investor. Once you sign up to become an investor and we start to raise the funding, we'll start to roll out more information about the different assets that we'll be including in our upcoming $25 million yield fund.
I love this. You're talking about tax benefits. You're talking target return of capital 3 to 5 years, targeting 10 to 25% IRR. Like,
I mean, those IRRs are nuts, right?
Yes.
That's really good.
Like it's, I'm excited.
It's proven last year we had one project return 25%. Like that's real good.
That's really good.
Yep.
So pretty much, check out energyfunders.com and obviously please connect with Laura Palmer Fiddler on LinkedIn, just kind of connect with her, find out more and all that stuff. So to these operators and these companies and all that stuff that might be looking for, not the
funding, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what would you tell them?
Yeah. Y'all can email me Laura@energyfunders.com. I'm happy to entertain all different kinds of things. Let's see if we can make a deal.
And so what about these people coming in and pitching new ideas like technology and all that stuff? Same thing?
I love it. Yeah. Bring it in. Let's see what we can do.
Well, Laura, I am so excited for you. And honestly, I hate cutting this short, but I understand.
No,
it's okay. You got a call, then you got another call.
Yeah, I got a 3:30 and a 4.
You're hustling right now. I like that, though. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your team. And what I'm liking about this, it's taking the power away, it's taking influence away from Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly. Remove it. We don't need that.
We don't need Wall Street. We don't need D.C. up in these places. So do it. So that's for you, Beth. So I like how what this is doing, you're giving individuals the chance to invest and make serious returns. Mm-hmm. I'm not just saying that. Like, I don't know anything about returns, but I do know that's really, really good. You're taking the power away from Wall Street and you're putting it kind of back into like our community.
It's a community thing. Exactly. Exactly. High five.
High five. It's you're bringing it back to the community. And I think that's something that's awesome. I mean, it's whoever wants to get in. And
exactly.
Yeah.
It's been fun. It'll be a good ride. I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, they got someone good behind the wheel and I'm looking forward to y'all's success and I'm into this. Yeah. The thing is, I never even heard about this because I've always talked to people. It's like, you know, how do people buy in wells? How do people ever buy in wells? My brother's brother.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Like people know people.
Yeah, exactly. And the days of geologists getting overrides, that doesn't exist anymore. And I was like, I want an override.
Yeah.
But now I get that mailbox money too. It's great.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I think that's awesome. I'm excited for you. I think this is a great role for you. And it sounds like you have a great team, a very smart, capable team. And everyone check out energyfunders.com and connect with Laura Palmer Fiddler on LinkedIn and just shoot her a note or connect with her and say hello. So Laura, thanks for coming. I wish you the best.
Yeah, thanks, JP. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.